Our reality check today, how lawmakers are looking at the state budget, even as things are not looking as dire as many thought. Honolulu Civil Beat's government reporter Kevin Dayton on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. Although, what's this about taxes?
Well, there's that. Yeah, this is just, there are always a lot of unknowns at this time of year, but there's a particular sort of fear down at the legislature because of some of the predictions that the governor made in his budget when he submitted it in December. He was predicting a budget shortfall of $1.4 billion per year, which for a little state like us is an awful lot of money. As you just suggested, there are some signs that the situation has improved a bit since then, thanks in large part to the bunches of federal pandemic aid that have been flowing into the state. And that totals well over $11 billion now, which again is a very large sum of money for a state our size. And that doesn't even include some of the money that has been flowing in from the December pandemic package. And so that's helped quite a bit.
And the governor had been talking or been warning people that, you know, they might have to consider layoffs and furloughs. And he warned about the need to raise taxes, although he didn't really detail that in the state of the state.
No, but it's clear that the scenario has been changing at least somewhat. Some of the things that have sort of come off the table, you know, the layoffs that he had proposed in his budget in December, that's off the table for now. The worst of the cuts to public education have been walked back. Those were looking really dire for a time. There's still cuts, but it's not as bad as he had originally proposed. Public worker furloughs, well, there's been a lot of discussion about that. That's on hold once again. It could happen July 1st, but there's sort of a sense that it may not be necessary, and maybe the negotiations with the public worker unions can come up with something else. And as you just suggested, Ige said in his budget, or said in his budget update, I should say, in January, he can do all this without raising taxes. That's what he expects to be able to do.
And, you know, there are also the thought that, okay, you're going to have to cut some programs if we do have a budget shortfall. How are lawmakers looking at that?
What, he did all that, a large part of that, by making some deep cuts in some state programs. And you can see the discomfort in the legislature. The proposed cut of about 30% to the sex abuse treatment program, that went over really poorly at the legislature. And lawmakers are determined to roll back that. There's the closure of the Youth Challenge program in Hilo. Lawmakers don't care for that idea. A number of them don't. There's also a very large obligation that House Finance Chairwoman Sylvia Luke is concerned about, which is a $700 million loan that the state took out to cover the unemployment benefits for folks who were filing during sort of the peak unemployment period. That needs to be paid back at some time, and she thinks the state should take responsibility for that. Technically, it's the responsibility of the state's employers by law. But her view is that the state ought to take responsibility for that because it was the state that shut down the economy to guard against the coronavirus.
And then we're all expecting, you know, more relief from the federal government with a new administration. But, you know, there are still some outstanding things. We've got the Council of Revenues meeting still that has to happen, so we have a better picture of kind of where we're at.
Absolutely. We'll, in the month ahead, particularly in the weeks ahead, we'll learn a lot more. The Council on Revenues, which has the job of predicting state tax collections, they're going to meet on March 8th. They're going to try and figure out whether state tax collections will improve somewhat. And if they do, of course, that will help with the budget, you know, the tight budget situation. The huge thing that's hanging out there is the new pandemic relief package that's being negotiated in Washington right now. Frankly, there's hope that the state might get something on the order of $1 billion, which would solve an awful lot of problems, budget problems that the state's dealing with right now.
So if we are coming up on the budget deadline and we don't have better info, what then?
Well, the state house has been dropping hints, and I think the Senate seems to be on board with that maybe they'll push off. Normally, the house version of the budget, the first draft of the budget coming out of the legislature, would be finalized in mid-March. But with all these unknowns out there, there's a sense that maybe the house lawmakers won't have the kind of information they need to do the job right. And they may actually push off that deadline a little bit in order to basically put together a first draft. It takes into account things like the federal aid and the newest tax projections.
And I can't remember, have they done that before?
Not that I recall, and I've been doing this for a while. I don't remember them moving that particular deadline. They sometimes move internal deadlines around, but not that one. That one tends to be pretty hard because the Senate wants to pick up the budget and have their input as well. So usually they're pretty prompt about wrapping up the House version of the budget.
Right. So, and then we'll have to just see how things go, you know, with the vaccinations, with consumer confidence, you know, if the tourism bounces back and looks a little brighter. But I'm glad you're tracking that for everybody.
Well, it's going to be quite a year. It's really going to be something.
All right. Thanks so much. That was
Thank you.
Kevin Dayton with today's Reality Check. To read his stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.